My first question, just so that we all know what we're talking about, how would you define a robot? What makes them different from just a machine?
So the robot that, you know, machine will do a pre-programmed or that, you know, master-slave manipulated motion, whereas a robot, it has to have the sense, actuate, and also make decisions, adapting to the environment.
So when one in five people say that we're already coexisting with robots, do you think they're all going from that definition?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people's understanding of robots is getting a lot more clearer. But, nowadays, you have a robot vacuum cleaner roaming the house and do all the job for you. And some countries that you have, you know, robotic lawnmowers and so on. And in hospitals, you have robots helping with surgery. I think we are accessing and also interacting more and more robots, and therefore people's, you know, confidence and also trusting those are getting better as well.
So what are people's attitudes towards robots? Because I see that only 8% would be comfortable with robotic surgery.
Yeah, so I think there are two, you know, explanation for this. One is robotic surgery that currently is very much limited to the privileged few. It's not widely used due to cost and accessibility and a lot of those issues. And the second one is really understand how the robot's actually performing surgery. Many may think it's a robot to perform the surgery on its own, which is not the case, because there are different levels of autonomy for robotic surgery to be carried out. At the lowest level, you can have master-slave, i.e. every movement is controlled by the surgeon. And as you move further, that the robot will be able to do some tasks at the command of the surgeon autonomously, for instance, stitching up a vessel. And so these are the kind of understanding, and what we try to do is through Robotic Week, and also in fact we have surgical robot challenge within the UK Robotic Week, is to educate the general public and to have this dialogue and mutual understanding that where the technology is going.
Is fully autonomous robotic surgery an aim of robotics, or is it always looking to have a human element in there?
I think from the legal, ethical point of view, that having a human element that is important. And as you know, there are many tasks, particularly for those unexpected events, are very difficult for the robot to cater for and to respond to. So from that point of view, personally, I believe the future of robotic surgery is very much a human robot working together, or what we call the symbiosis of human and the machine.
So on the topic of ethics, I see that a quarter of people think there should be ethical laws regarding the work. What are the arguments for that? Because surely they're just robots.
No, I think, you know, any technology can potentially be misused. And in fact, on this point, that I'm surprised that actually the amount of people who think about that is that low. It's very important that for the robot to be part of the society, part of our life, and really to consider these ethical legal issues.
So how would the robot's efficiency be different if it was treated well versus if it wasn't treated well?
In terms of treated well or not treated well, in what context, if I may ask?
Well, just these ethical laws surrounding how long the robot should work for. You're saying that it's sort of, you're talking about how it needs to have a sense of its own well-being.
Oh, I see. Okay. In terms of working hours for a robot, I think, you know, I try to still understand why people think that it is important. Perhaps people are thinking about from the context of where the robot will take over jobs from people.
So are people scared of robots then?
Inevitably, that, you know, any new technology emerging the horizon that will give people this, you know, discomfort or uncertainty or worry that about whether the technology will displace their job or take away job. Take away the job from them. My personal view is that any new technology will create opportunity and also will disrupt the current work, you know, working structure as well. But, you know, that's what we also need to educate and also for the younger generation to be better prepared for the technology to be introduced in society.
So what would you say to someone who says, I'm scared a robot is going to take my jobs and all of the jobs that I could do?
Certainly will not be all the jobs that, those jobs are creative and also difficult to be automated. And those jobs will remain firmly that, to be done by human. And there are certain things that, which can be automated easy that, for instance, searching for information nowadays that you go to the web and those search engines that are working so well and we, coexist very well. And in fact, to turn this to our advantage for human, we are incredibly creative. And also we can deal with situations that machines cannot deal with. So it's really to understand if the structure of the job will be changed. And also that to coexist with a robot that can make our life better and also use our talents better.
But what about people who are sort of destined for labour jobs, who aren't that creative, aren't hugely intelligent? Surely they're going to be left in the dust?
No, I believe every person has his or her own talents. And what you want to do is to make their job to be more enjoyable, more rewarding, more creative. I think that's where the technology should be used. And, I think, if you go beyond 10 years, you're looking back, when somebody is working in a factory, do a repetitive work that day in, day out, 8 hours a day, I mean, you will say that, is this the right thing that, for them? There should be other scopes, dimensions for them to develop their career, develop their talents, and also develop their ability, because everyone's special, and really realizing their strengths, their value, is really what the technology should be used for.
Okay, that's interesting. So moving on, what's the biggest problem that robotics is facing?
I think, it's really that there are technological fronts that we have to deal with. And in fact, I also, chaired the editorial board for Science Robotics. Recently, we published this 10 grand challenges for robotics and how the technology will evolve, part of which is that, the better human interaction, the power that the new materials can be used and so on. And there are technological fronts. And the second area, I think, which will be a very big one, which you touched upon, is really how do we integrate robots in the society, the legal, ethical aspects, and also for people really understand how the robot can be used and also that the role we will play. So some of the understanding, for instance, that how robots will take over people's jobs or move away those jobs from people, and a lot of which is due to misunderstanding because it creates opportunity, also changes the way we work at the same time.
So when it comes to the implementation, would you think that the future is going to be in broad-spectrum AI or narrow-spectrum AI?
It will be both. It will be both. I think, initially that the narrow AI will become more established because they are more, tangible to implement. But as you broaden this, generalizing this, and it becomes harder, but our understanding of how, the perception, the cognition of, a human is improving, and certainly that, there will be more opportunities or that better implementations in terms of making the robot to be more intelligent, introducing emotion and all these things that, more seamless human-robot interaction and so on.
So what would you say is the earliest date that there's a 90% chance that we will have a broad-spectrum AGI?
I wouldn't put any percentage on that.
Okay. Well, I think that's everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you.